An extreme sense of belonging can only happen if you create it, if you create your place in that community, if you create the community sometimes, right? Like, what are the things that you want to create community over? And a lot of times this can take a year to 2 years to create, if not more. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I'm actually sitting in my truck outside of an appointment that I have at 8 a.m. this morning. And as soon as I get back from my appointment, we are getting on the road and we are driving to our Arizona home. And from there, we are loading up our Sprinter van and we are driving to our Wisconsin home for 2 months. You guys, we will see how this goes. I am so beyond excited. You have no idea. But also, wow, there's a lot to do, a lot to prep. And there's been a lot of homes that are being furnished. And you guys, these were empty homes. So this is so freaking exciting. Like, this is one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do, to be in a position to have these opportunities and to have life align with your goals and to watch all of your manifestations come true. And then when you arrive at them, to be fully aware, to be grateful, and to put your mind in check on the overwhelm as I'm running companies, podcasts, and also furnishing different homes. So with that said, holy shit, am I lucky and blessed. And I'm so grateful to have done the work to get to this place and also just have so many things align. Definitely feel that there was some luck involved there, but also to keep your brain in check and have the tools to keep your brain in check and not get overwhelmed. So with that said, I want to talk about this and really trying to figure out that magical formula to life where you're in your sweet spot. And I don't believe that you're always in your sweet spot, meaning that place where you're like, I'm so fulfilled. I feel so neutral. Like, I feel so good. I'm never way up. I'm never way down. And what I want to say is that I think that there's a lot of different things that go into this, and I'm still trying to figure it out because I definitely have my days where I am feeling extremely overwhelmed, and I get to use these tools that I am going to share with you to really look at my life and see if I'm living in a way that I want to be living, if I'm living a balanced life. So with that, here are some things that make me really, really happy and that I've noticed have changed my mood significantly and made me look forward to my life, like look forward to every day despite being overwhelmed. And one of those things is to make sure that I have scheduled things to look forward to. And when I say things to look forward to, these are things that really fill my soul long term. So it's either something like a sport or an activity that's going to really consume my brain and make me feel like I'm learning and accomplishing something and really progressing in something. So lately I've been surfing. We just got tennis rackets, so we want to try that. We want to take some golf lessons. These are all things that for me, if I wrote down on a list things that I want to do in my life or get better at, these are a few of the things that I want to do and get better at. So if you guys have anything like that, making sure you look at your month and have those things on your calendar, because otherwise what can happen is you can say, my God, this is all I've been wanting to do is try these new things or try this one thing or get better at this one thing. And life just keeps getting so busy that I can't, and you get a bit resentful, especially if you have a lot of things that you're doing for your business or for other people. You can start to be like, God, I'm like working so hard and I still don't get to do the things that I want to do. So it's up to us to look at our weeks and say, do I have something scheduled in there that really makes me feel good, where I lose track of all time and space, where no matter what, I swear to God, I couldn't be stressed out while doing this activity. And I thought of that last weekend while I was surfing. I was out in the middle of the ocean. I'm like, you know, as much as I could think about all my problems right now in business or in life, I'm just like, I can't be stressed at all while I'm out here bobbing on the ocean or paddling out as hard as I possibly can to catch a wave or getting pummeled by the next wave. I was so physically exhausted and happy that I was like, oh my gosh, this is all I have to do once every other week or once a week. And I swear to you, it just wrings out all of the stress. Do you guys have that thing? And if not, what could it be for you? So that's one of the major things for me lately, is that no matter how busy I get or no matter how stressed I am, if I have something like this scheduled in my schedule once a week or once every other week, I really notice that my stress level goes way down. Another one for me is to make sure that I have scheduled time with people and community that I really want to invest in long term, meaning these are the relationships that I want in my life long term. And for me, if I have this once a week or once every 2 weeks, again, you're kind of seeing this theme, I really, really notice that I feel fulfilled and content just in my life, and I feel very supported. And one of the things when you look at the people who live the longest in the world, they surveyed all of these people who are centurions who live past 100 years old, and they always talk about feeling an extreme sense of belonging in a community, whether that's a community in their town or whether they're referring to a community of friends and family. It's when you feel an extreme sense of belonging in a community. And we know that this doesn't happen on accident. An extreme sense of belonging can only happen if you create it, if you create your place in that community, if you create the community sometimes, right? Like, what are the things that you want to create community over? A lot of times community is created over something. And I wouldn't even say a lot of times, I'd say all times. So what are some things that you want to create community over? Is it working out on the weekends? Is it a supper club where you guys, once every month, you guys are creating different meals at different people's houses and rotating? Or maybe you're going to a restaurant. Are you playing cards? Are you getting together and, you know, maybe you're doing outdoor activities, maybe you're hiking, maybe you're in a biking club. What are some things that you could either do, join, or create? And if you're like, God, I don't know, and you give up, then you're never going to create that sense of community for yourself. This has to be something that is really worked at. And a lot of times this can take a year to 2 years to create, if not more. So if it's something that you're like, oh, Lori, I tried that. I tried it for a couple of weeks and no one showed up. Well, good job, because you're only at the very beginning. That's just the very first part. So this is going to take, like I said, a year to 2 years, and it's worth it because this is for the rest of your life. And those communities will probably change, and those communities will probably shift. But the most important things we can do in our life, no matter how busy you are, is to make sure you're doing the thing that you want to do that makes you feel fulfilled, that you can lose track of all space and time, even sense of self while you're doing it. Such a good feeling to get that lost. And then number two, to really start to look at places where you can create that deep sense of connection and belonging in a community. And I find that no matter what, no matter where I am in the world, no matter where I am at in business now, no matter how stressed out, no matter how downtrodden, no matter how hard things are, if I have these two things, it's like 50% of what I used to feel is lifted off of my shoulders. Like 50% of the stress, the fear, the resentment, 50% or more, maybe more, is completely alleviated by making sure I'm doing these things. And I'm just so, so grateful for all of you who tune in and listen, because honestly, I just feel like this podcast could be called The Human Experience, where we are trying to figure out that balance of living in our purpose and feeling fulfilled and having community and making the money that we want to make, but also just deeply feeling a sense of purpose and peace and connection. And I think these are all the pieces that are constantly changing, constantly in flux. And at the end of the day, really looking at our lives and looking at ourselves and saying, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for doing your best. I'm so proud of you for being so self-aware to really analyze where you're at in life and say, okay, maybe I'm not where I want to be, but there's a couple tweaks that I could do. And maybe I'm not where I want to be because I've been working so hard in where I want to be that now this is finally shifted. Now I've finally created something, but maybe it went a little extreme, right? Maybe I need to go pay attention now a little bit more to my community or my health, or, you know, finding that thing that just makes you lose track of all space and time, which is just the best thing in the world to have. All right. I'm sending you guys so much love. I would like to know what category you need to focus on right now. Like, where do you need to really pay attention? Is it community? Do you want to create something? Do you know what you want to create? Are you going to put that effort in to do it? What does that look like? You guys, smaller is better. Starting easier is better. So maybe something once a month or even quarterly right now that you don't have to put together yourself. Maybe you all meet at a restaurant. Maybe you meet at a space. Maybe it's something outdoors. The path of least resistance for when you're starting it, if you need it right away, is always the best way to go. Sometimes we try to start something with these grand plans that require so much work, effort, and people that we end up giving up because we did something too big to start. So start small, get that group together, create that community, and you'll just notice how much better you feel. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.